You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program today, of course, we've been talking about a lot of the things that are happening on college campuses, the protests, a lot of the grievance messaging going on that isn't actually creating space for a forward-moving conversation. Now, protests, we have that right. We have a long history of that in our country. And yet we also need to be able to move forward, because if all we do is stick with what we're against, there's no way to get to what you're for and where you actually want to go and what the solution might actually be. And often that takes leadership. And I've always said that the true test of leadership is not found in the quantity of the statements made in press interviews or in front of banks or television cameras, or in the magnitude of declarations from passionate speeches in front of big adoring crowds. The real test, the absolute test for any leader, is discoverable in the question the leader asks in actually pretty quiet moments, personal reflection moments. When faced with momentous decisions with sweeping consequences, the true leader, the authentic leader, asks the question, what is best for the people I lead? We have far too few of those around the world today. So setting aside the personal, getting to the greater good, I think is the essence of great leadership. Far too many leaders today are obsessed with a different question. They're asking the question, hey, what's in it for me? What's best for me? I believe transcending self-interest is simply what we should expect from leaders in business, in government, in our local communities. This should not be the exception. This should be the norm. It is the definition of leadership. About 5 years ago, I had the opportunity to sit down and have a long conversation with legendary Washington Post reporter Bob Woodward, of course, of Watergate fame. And he shared with me something that just keeps coming back to me in moments like this. Bob Woodward told me that he spent years and years frustrated with the answers he would always get whenever he talked to former President Gerald Ford about the closing chapters of the Watergate scandal. And for over 25 years, Bob Woodward was convinced that the pardon that President Ford granted Richard Nixon was the final act of corruption and collusion. Yet his reporter instincts, his journalistic instincts, caused him to feel for some reason that Ford wasn't really telling the whole story. And he actually was right. And many thought that maybe it was this quid pro quo, that maybe it was the presidency for the pardon. And Woodward bought into that. He believed it for 25 years, but deep down he knew there was more to that story. And after meeting with the former President Ford regularly over a period of months, not too long before the former president passed away, Woodward asked one more time, Gerald Ford, why did you pardon Richard Nixon? And Gerald Ford responded, why do you keep asking me that? And Bob Woodward said, because I don't think you've really answered the question yet. Well, the aging Gerald Ford then laid out how he had rejected, absolutely rejected any thought of gaining the presidency in exchange for a pardon. Ford then described to Bob Woodward his internal thought process of assessing the state of the nation. And clearly, the country was exhausted, filled with distrust toward the government. That might sound familiar. Ford recognized that if Nixon were jailed and tried, it would lead to several more years of conspiracy theories, angst, anger, frustration, all of those negative base emotions that lead to grievance. He feared that the important work of the country would remain undone, and the distractions of that kind of trial would further fracture the nation. So Bob Woodward noted to me that in his view, as the way he looked at Gerald Ford flipped 180 degrees, because he saw Ford's decision-making process. he saw that the pardon was not corruption, but it was actually the ultimate act of leadership, of courage, of selflessness. So Ford asked himself the right question. He didn't ask, what is best for me? Instead, he asked, what's best for the country? And I think he recognized in a very real way that the nation needed to move on. And I think it's also important to note that Ford knew, absolutely understood, that his decision would be the worst possible thing for him, for his own political power. And he was correct. It was incredibly good for the country. It was very bad for his presidency. Ford's popularity plummeted from 71% to 49% almost overnight. And of course, he ultimately lost the presidency to Jimmy Carter. But most historians, regardless of their political persuasion, agree that Gerald Ford's ending the long night of darkness for the country was the best thing for the country, even though it wasn't the best thing for Gerald Ford. And as a country, we continue to be plagued by the stories of palace intrigue and scandal and political backstabbing, power struggles. If we could just get authentic leaders who would ask, what is in the best interest of the country? What's the best interest of my constituents? If we had leaders asking those kinds of questions, we'd get better decisions. That's what leadership is about. Now, it's not just for leaders of government and prominent public figures. We all should ask those very same questions a little closer to home. What's best for the people around me? There's never been a more important time and a greater need for leadership at every level, in every place and space in this country. But it all begins with getting past the idea that only the selfish survive and recognize when we ask the what's in the best interest of others, we get to the best solution. That wraps it up for us on Inside Sources today. As you go out into the world, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.